Hope you had a pleasant Memorial Day weekend. Today, we're going to be remembering a world-class drummer and a British rocker. It's Tuesday, it's May 26th, and this is the Current Music News. Hi, I'm Jade.
And I'm Jay. We're remembering jazz drummer Jimmy Cobb, who's died of lung cancer at age 91. His career included work with the likes of Dinah Washington and Cannonball Adderley, but he's best known for collaborating with Miles Davis on a series of albums including 1959's Kind of Blue, regarded by many as the greatest jazz album ever made. As Rolling Stone puts it, quote, Cobb's shimmering cymbal work and featherlight pulse helped the album achieve its otherworldly sense of cool.
And just last year, Cobb spoke about his creative back and forth with Davis, saying one time, Davis said to him, you should play the drums with both hands. And he responded, hey, let me do the drums. And he continued that they had a really great friendship, so he was able to say things like that, be honest to him, without the fear or worry of being fired.
The music world is also mourning singer Phil May, a British singer who fronted the 60s rock group Pretty Things. Phil May has died at age 75 following complications from hip surgery. Back in the 60s, Pretty Things were seen as kind of the raunchier version of the Rolling Stones, which is saying something. In retrospect, their fast and loose version of blues rock helped lay the foundation for punk. Phil May was bisexual, and he also cultivated a sort of androgynous image with longer hair, and he stuck by it even though he endured abuse for that image. Among Pretty Things' big fans was David Bowie, who covered two Pretty Things songs on his 1973 album, Pinups.
So imagine turning on your local top 40 station, and the number one song in the nation is suddenly gone. It's vanished. And it's not being played. It's basically ignored by the radio station, sort of like a parallel universe situation. Well, that's exactly what's happening in Poland right now, where Kazik Szastowski's song, Your Pain is Better Than Mine, was named the number one song in this really well-regarded chart. Well, pretty much a minute after that chart was posted, the station that posted it took it down and stopped playing it. Now, furious fans and other artists and even station workers, staffers, they resigned in protest. And they said that this is the government trying to censor them because the song is about a pretty powerful politician who went to visit a cemetery while it was closed to the public during the coronavirus pandemic. And the music director, who was one of those staffers that resigned in protest, said that the government has been censoring news broadcasts, but they had stayed away from music radio stations until now.
Duch miłości się wyłania, limuzyny dwie, jedna cały cmentarz twój, większy niż mój. 4 lata temu, 10 kwietnia, Marii prosto pod koła córka uciekła. Maria nie przekroczy bramy dziś tej, bo twój ból jest lepszy niż jej.
Well, I want to give a shout out to a music documentary that's only available in North America for a few more days, which is ironic because the documentary called Kate Nash, Underestimate the Girl, is all about that singer-songwriter's move to America to kind of try to hit reset on her music career after she was hounded by the British press and she was actually dropped from her label because she refused to make music that sounded like a pop-friendly follow-up to her breakout hit Foundations, became a MySpace viral sensation. And yeah, she just wanted to do her own thing. So she moved to America, and of course, this documentary is a must-see for big Kate Nash fans like myself, but it's also a fascinating portrait of an artist really trying to do her own thing, maintain her artistic integrity, and stay afloat at a time when the music industry is in such flux. There's so much you can do by yourself, but there's also a lot that you can't. It had a plot twist that I did not see coming, despite being a pretty close follower of her career, and there was one scene where she's trying to make money at a low time for her financially that was just so awkward. I was like watching it through my hands like it was a horror movie. This is a really compelling documentary. You can find it on Alamo Drafthouse for a couple more days.
I don't know how to move forward without becoming hardened and really changing who I am.
What about you, Jade? Have you caught any good music documentaries in the last several weeks?
Actually, when you talk about, like, pop stars, I was not a fan of Taylor Swift, and then I watched the Miss Americana documentary, and now I get it, and I respect her. So if it was, like, a piece of propaganda PR, it totally worked on me because now I have a soft spot for Taylor Swift. So yeah, you know, if you want to see the more established pop star going through some struggles that are entirely her own, probably quite different from the ones that Kate Nash was going through, it's yeah, I found that one to be pretty intriguing.
Well, that's today's music news. We will be back with another update, so like and follow us. You can be sure to catch it and listen to The Current on your radio, on your smart speaker, on our app, and on our web stream. And click in the comments to let us know what music news stories are meaningful to you right now.
Speaking of documentaries, Jay, I don't know if you've watched the Last Dance series. I've been following this, and it's all about basketball and Michael Jordan. And so when I saw this meme that sort of came out of the documentary, I absolutely adored it. But it's basically Michael Jordan sort of jamming out, and he's got headphones on. And, you know, they did that meme thing where basically any song works as the musical bed for it. And the actual song that he's listening to, in case you're curious, is Days Like This. It was a then unreleased song by Kenny Lattimore, but I personally enjoy thinking that perhaps it is the soundtrack to the television series The Office.